The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, on Wednesday added 7 security flaws to its known exploited vulnerabilities, KEV, catalog after they landed in attackers' crosshairs. The vulnerabilities are as follows. CVE-2026-83548, CVSS score. 10. A server-side request forgery vulnerability in SonicWall SMA1000 appliances that could allow a remote unauthenticated attacker to gain unauthorized access to sensitive functionality and perform unauthorized operations. CVE-2026-83549, CVSS score. 7.8. A post-authentication operating system command injection vulnerability in SonicWall SMA1000 appliances that could enable a remote authenticated attacker as administrator to execute arbitrary OS commands, resulting in remote code execution. CVE-2026-9586, CVSS score. 9.3. And SQL injection vulnerability in Sangoma SwitchFox that could allow an unauthenticated remote attacker to execute arbitrary SQL statements against the backend PostgreSQL database using a single crafted request, including database operations and remote code execution. CVE-2026-82329, CVSS score. 9.8. An improper authentication vulnerability in JFrog Artifactory that under default configuration could allow an unauthenticated attacker with network access to obtain administrative privileges. CVE-2026-48710, CVSS score. 6.5. An HTTP request response smuggling vulnerability in Cludic Starlet that could allow attackers to inject paths into the host part, prepending the actual path, leading to issues such as authentication bypass when the authentication depends on the reconstructed URL's path. CVE-2026-49869, CVSS score. 10. An operating system command injection vulnerability in Kestra OSS that could allow an unauthenticated remote attacker to create and execute arbitrary workflows without credentials. CVE-2026-59822, CVSS score. 8.8. An improper authentication vulnerability in Barry Lytell LM's Model Context Protocol, MCP, streamable HTTP endpoint that could allow an unauthenticated attacker to establish an authenticated MCP session using an arbitrary bearer token. The development comes after SonicWall disclosed that it investigated a case indicating the active exploitation of CVE-2026-83548 and CVE-2026-83549, according to reports from Horizon 3. AI and Watchtower, unknown threat actors have been observed weaponizing CVE-2026-9586 and CVE-2026-82329 to deploy reverse shells and in minted admin tokens for follow-on enumeration of users, groups, credential sets, and federated access topologies. As for CVE-2026-48710, a report from Horizon 3. AI in June 2026 revealed that the vulnerability could be chained alongside another Barry Lytell LM flaw, CVE-2026-42271, CVSS score. 8.7. To bypass authentication and achieve remote code execution against vulnerable Lytell LM deployments. It's worth noting that CVE-2026-42271 was added to CISA's KEV catalog around the same time. Per Google-owned Wiz, threat actors associated with the Killin Akka agenda ransomware have been linked to active exploitation of this chain. The cloud security platform said it has also observed exploitation efforts involving CVE-2026-59822 against its honeypots to probe model enumeration endpoints. The addition of CVE-2026-49869 to the KEV catalog is driven by a Microsoft report last week in which the vulnerability was likely exploited by a threat actor in late June 2026 to establish a reverse shell, conduct Docker container environment discovery, perform defense evasion, deploy a cryptocurrency miner, and facilitate data harvesting. Kestra Compromise attack chain. The Kestra Compromise exposed four impact paths: shell execution through the workflow engine, container environment exposure through Docker socket access, host resource hijacking through miner deployment, and follow-on collection through workflow task execution, Microsoft said. The later curl pipeshell event encoded collected output and stored it through Kestra's own key-value interface, reducing reliance on standalone file artifacts. Separately, the Windows maker also revealed that malicious actors are breaking into LightLLM gateways using CVE-2026-42271 and CVE-2026-48710 to deliver an XM rig miner via an ELF binary, but not before fingerprinting the host and terminating competing mining processes. The attackers have also been found to abuse previously collected database information to access the LightLLM-backed PostgreSQL data tier and target LightLLM tables, including LightLLM proxy model table and LightLLM verification token, to harvest records related to model configuration, upstream provider key material, provider endpoints, and proxy-issued virtual keys. Furthermore, the attack chain is characterized by the addition of persistence using /, SSH/authorized keys, modification, command and control, C2, and defense evasion mechanisms. The attacks, Microsoft and Wiz said, indicate artificial intelligence, AI infrastructure, such as LightLLM, Flows, LangChain, LangFlow, ChromaDB, Alama, Marimo, and MCP servers, has become a lucrative target to steal API keys, gain access to backend systems, maintain persistence, engage in blind prompt injections and AI-native post-exploitation, and monetize infected hosts through illicit cryptocurrency mining. In another campaign documented by Redmond, it's suspected that adversaries are exploiting exposed RAG flow instances using flaws like CVE-2026-45312, CVE-2026-28797, CVE-2026-24770, CVE-2025-68700, and CVE-2025-69286 to establish persistence and steal large language model, LLM, provider keys, and related metadata. The observed objectives were consistent. Across the cases, telemetry showed credential collection, durable access mechanisms, and resource monetization, even though the execution path differed by product, Microsoft said. Defenders should monitor AI workloads according to their control plane role, not only as isolated applications. Pursuant to Binding Operational Directive BOD 2604, prioritizing security updates based on risk, Federal Civilian Executive Branch, FCEB, agencies are recommended to apply patches for all the vulnerabilities, barring CVE-2026-48710 and CVE-2026-59822 by September 5, 2026. Agencies have time until September 16, 2026, to address the Starlet and LightLLM flaws.